of Torah from Hanukkah and from the Parsha, and hopefully we'll put them together, and it'll be a nice zach, and everybody will be thrilled at the end, and we'll become transformed individuals. So, Al-Anisim. Al-Anisim is something in which we say all the time, and there are many kashas that we've asked on Al-Anisim in the past. Why specifically? Which miracle it is? This, that, the other thing. But I just want to ask a more what Rabbi Forman would call a lullaby question. Just something that we should have been asking years and years ago, but for some reason we didn't ask. And I'd like to start off with the following question. So Shkoyach, Kodesh Baruch Hu kept the menorah going for 8 days. Shkoyach. And then we move on. What is it that we commemorate that the miracle of the menorah lasted for 8 days? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after all, created the world. So if we created the world, keeping candles lit for 8 days, Yashikayach, it's a beautiful thing, but is that which we are going to commemorate forever and ever, and this is going to be Yontif that we're going to make? That's, first of all, it's almost like minimizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because on the one hand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. What's the big deal if he creates a menorah that lasts for 8 days, oil that lasts for 8 days? That's question number one. Secondly, the Gemara has many other miracles. The Gemara in Tainus tells the story that Misha Amar L'Shemen V'Yadlik, Hu Yomar L'Chametz V'Yadlik. Whoever says that the oil should burn, tells us also the vinegar could burn. He could make vinegar burn. So he caused vinegar to miraculously burn. That's a bigger miracle. The fact that oil burned for a long time is one thing. But to change the nature of something, of vinegar, to make it last for, to make it burn, so why don't we have a Yontif from the Gemara in Tainus, Tav Chofei, Choni Al Agel. He made it rain by putting himself in a circle. There are countless miracles that the Gemara tells us. The Gemara tells the stories about people's hands that change colors or whatever it is to enable, or doves come out of hands. We have all kinds of crazy stories in Gemaras, and yet this particular miracle is the miracle that we commemorate each and every year, and we commemorate it for 8 days. So it really causes pause to reflect. Number one, Shkoyach, that he made this miracle. He also created the world, which is a lot bigger. And secondly, what's unique about this particular miracle? So, Rabbi Reisman, in his beautiful way, as he always does, I feel like I quote Rabbi Reisman all the time, but why not? He says beautiful things. Rabbi Reisman, in a beautiful way, says the following. There's a difference between a nace and a pella. A nace versus a pella. Plia. What's a nace and what's a pella? A nace, we see this in Chumash very often, a nace is a nas, right? It's a banner. It's something which we hold up. It's a nace. A plia is something that's a wonderment. Whoa, how did that happen? A plia atzuma, when you're learning a sugya in Gemara. The Mitzrim said, ha-niflos hazeh. That's what the Mitzrim said. That's critical that the Mitzrim are pointing out. When they look at all the miracles, they always refer to them as niflos. We use the term nisim v'niflos. But the word plia is something I cannot attribute a reason to. But nace means that which I hang my hat on, a banner. So, I'll give you another example of something that we don't celebrate, and I'll show you what that means. In the story of Eliyahu HaNavi by Har Carmel, which I've spoken about in the past, you have two groups, factions, and they don't know which way to go. They're following the Nevi'ei Sheker. They're following Eliyahu HaNavi makes this unbelievable miracle in Har Carmel. The fire consumes him, and he rises up. It's an unbelievable miracle. The people yell out, Hashemu Elokim, Hashemu Elokim. God is here, God is here. But what happens the next day, Tzadikim? Yeah, on the first day they said, this is God. But on the next day, they just went right back to what they were doing. They went right back to doing fantasy football, or whatever they were doing. Right? You know, DraftKings. They went right back to what they were doing. They didn't change a thing about themselves. It was a plea. It was a wonderment. Wow, how'd that happen? And it didn't inculcate. They didn't internalize it. They didn't make it part of who they were. Lemaisi is the key word. It didn't transform them. There were people who saw an amazing show, but it didn't transform the very nature of the people of what they were. That was what happened at Har Carmel. Klal Yisrael, at the time of Hanukkah, that was an ace. That was a banner. That was something which they carried around with them. because it tells us it's very interesting lashon in the Gemara in Daf Chaf Aleph, which describes the miracle of Hanukkah, and there it says l'shana acheres kavum. The following year they established the Yom Tov of Hanukkah. It wasn't right then and there because they internalized the miracle. It became part and parcel of who they were. Lamaisa is the key word again. It transformed who they were. That was the nes and the miracle of Hanukkah. The Sfas Emes takes it backwards. The Sfas Emes explains an amazing vart, as the Sfas Emes Kedarcho B'Kodesh does. In Tuf Resh Mem Hei, he says, why do we make a bracha sha'as anisim lavoseinu on the nes of the neris? Honest Rechmona Patre, they didn't need the miracle. If they're honest, they don't bring up the shkoyach. Was unnecessary. Not the Kasha Pnei Yeshua, a little different, but it's an accident. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't hold us accountable if we don't do a mitzvah because it's an accident. So what? So listen to what he says. Lachein Amar, he made it, Shekila HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Malchus Yavin, as soon as the destruction of the kingdom of Yavin happened, Asalar Nisim, why did he make miracles for us? In order to exalt us, Bnei Yisrael v'kiblu aleihem mechadash, all malchusos, so that we once again take the oak once again as new lavodas Hashem Yisbarach. V'lachein nikra Chanukah. That's why it's called Chanukah, and that's why b'zeh asishap in mashakasav l'shana kavim. The following year they established for themselves. Amay lo miyad. Why not? Aval al neis shel mitzvah lo shayach. They thought, a nes of mitzvah, it doesn't mean you don't apply and make a Yom Tov, but only the following year when they realized that they were different people, that they were exalted and they were elevated and they were transformed because of the miracle, did they establish the Yom Tov of Chanukah. They were new people. Chanukah was reestablishing the entire Mizbeach. That's what the Sfas Emes says. The necessity of the miracle is to transform us. But it's only effective if it does transform us. You see miracles all the time by Har Carmel, Hashem Elokim. But if a day later I'm right back to the same person who I am, the whole thing is ridiculous. In this week's parsha, there's a marvelous Ramban. It's a marvelous Ramban, it's famous, but it's also just a beautiful insight. The Ramban is bothered. Why does Yosef want to torture his brothers? This whole thing with the goblet, bringing Binyamin down, bringing Yaakov. What is he, a sadist? He wants to torture his brothers and just make them feel miserable? He should have revealed himself right away. They didn't recognize him. He recognized them. Yosef says, by the way, brothers, I am Yosef. I'm here. Let's party. I'll forgive you if I shouldn't have finished. What does he got to go through this whole charade of bring Binyamin? He knew he would torture his father. Put the silver goblet back in the knapsack. Oh, he stole. What did Yosef want to see? What was Yosef's objective? The Ramban gives two answers. I want to share with you the second answer, because I think it's important for us. Yosef had no intent of torturing his brothers. He was concerned that maybe they still had a shtick hatred for Binyamin. That they had the same jealousy because of the father's love for him that they didn't have, that they would have for Binyamin. Oshem Hirgish Binyamin Sheyadim Yosef. Maybe Binyamin was concerned that the brothers were involved in selling Yosef as a slave. Vinodale Benayim Ktata. And there would be a little battle between the brothers. Visin Valkain Lo Ratsa Shilachim and Binyamin Ulai Shalchu Boyadim Adbotko Sambavasa. He wanted to check out to make sure they really loved him. Lamaisa, what was Yosef checking? Yosef wanted to see, are these the same brothers from 22 years ago? Or are these brothers who now, through this experience that they had of selling their brother and torturing their father, have they been transformed? The purpose of every life experience, nes, non-nes, is does it do you internalize the message and to become transformed because of it? Or do you turn the page and say, oh, that was a good book, and then you go right back to the way you were? Yosef wants to see this from the brothers. So Yosef does a test, and the entire purpose of the test is, were you affected? The purpose of Chanukah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us Nisim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us so much, He gives us miracles all the time. And He gives us these miracles to see if we're going to be changed and elevated because of it. And that's why it's called the Nas. I noticed just a minute ago, somebody's got to say this. Vayhi ben Soa, and as they travel. The word for travel has a shorish in it, nes. Because what is a nes supposed to do? It's supposed to transport the person from one place where he is to a place where he is now, to a different place. You can't remain in the same place today that you were yesterday after Merkel Avenue. But did he have the uvda? I speak about this all the time, right? You know, I was supposed to die. I had a car accident, Baruch Hashem. And I kept going. But it can't be that I'm the same person on July 31st, 2013, that I am on August 2nd, 2013. Because the experience that you have with a miracle has to move you. It has to transform you. And this is the story of Hanukkah. And this is what we do when we say the brachas each and every night. When we say, Lahadlik Ner Shel Hanukkah. And then we say, She'asa Nisim Lavoseinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. He gives us these miracles. Why does He give us these miracles? Because He wants to transform us. But we have to make that choice. Rabbi Sachs famously says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu interferes in nature, but He never interferes in human nature. It's up to us to change. It's not up to Him to change us. But He puts in front of us things, events, that enable us to look at them, and then all of a sudden make the change. So we're sitting by the menorah tonight, and you're saying, She'asa Nisim Lavoseinu, Bayamim Ahem, Bizman Hazeh, it should change you. Whenever I say Bayamim Ahem, Bizman Hazeh, I always think back to 1991. I was in Eretz Yisrael, and that was during the Persian Gulf War. And the war ended on Purim, not the one in Yerushalayim, but the one outside of Yerushalayim, and I was in Yerushalayim. So that night, after the war was over, you're singing Bayamim Ahem Bazman Hazeh. Just like there were miracles then, there are miracles now. And we're singing and dancing. There were miracles. They shot 39 scuds towards Eretz Yisrael. Nobody got hurt. Bayamim Ahem Bazman Hazeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu continues to give us miracles. We just have to open our eyes to see them. And if we open our eyes to see these miracles, they should transform us. And we look at that menorah, that should continue to transform us and move us to become the greatest Jews that we could become. Have a gewaldig Shabbos and lichtige Chanukah. Yeah.